Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are your thoughts on the Central Terminal? What should become of it?
Well, it's long been one of the biggest projects in Buffalo and certainly one of the most beloved buildings in the city of Buffalo. People have tremendous memories about it. And there's no substitute to its eventual complete restoration. The restoration has been a long and gradual process of almost 20 years when the building was finally surrendered by negligent private owners and it was taken over by the not-for-profit Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, which are volunteers. And they have spent many hours attempting to save this building from falling apart, and they've effectively done so. Now, we're a long way off from a final end use, but they stabilized the building, fixed many portions of the building, cleaned it out, and have the building is available for many, many, many events that people enjoy. But at the end of the day, you're going to need some project that's going to take many hundreds of millions of dollars.
Buffalo is becoming well known for incorporating older buildings into its kind of resurgence in modern culture. Can you comment on that and how it seems that this area really likes having history be a part of its identity?
Well, Buffalo has got buildings that you won't find anywhere else, and you cannot replicate them. They're built, so with such great artistry and skill and architectural uniqueness. The materials and design that went into the Central Terminal could never be done again. You know, it was built in 1929. It would take, billions of dollars to build something like that again today. So the bones are good. The building is structurally sound. But a lot of the cosmetics have to be replaced. The building now is used for, there's going to be a big Dingus Day party coming up on Dingus Day in Buffalo like they have every year. There are train shows, there are car shows, there are Oktoberfests, there are many kinds of events, ghost hunts. They actually do well with ghost hunters going in there, although I haven't seen any ghosts myself, but maybe somebody did. So they're using it as an event venue space. But ultimately, something like that would ideally be used for offices, for a hotel, for apartments, but keeping the concourse open for public access, I think, is very important.
So, basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm gathering from you is that right now it serves its purpose as sort of a venue to hold events, but eventually you want to see something more permanent inside of it with the ability to still have that public access?
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. There was discussion to make it a train station, which it should have been, but that committee decided not to do so, which I think was a mistake. But since that didn't happen, we have to come up with other possibilities. There are individuals that came and say they wanted to put apartments in that, but they didn't. But they said transfer the title, and they didn't show them what money they had to do it. So any kind of developer or entity will have to show that they have the resources to do it. In the meantime, the city has done everything it could with some help and support. And now recently, Governor Cuomo in the state of New York gave $4 million to the terminal. It's going to take a lot more than that, but that helps with the process of getting the building in the right direction. The film Marshall was shown there, and a lot of renovations were done by the film crew. So the building has, been in recent movies. It's been in movies years ago, but more recently as well. So it's a building that everyone wants to succeed, and people are working to do it. But until there is a development team that's got a solid long-term plan backed up with the resources, you're going to have it the way it is now, little by little. The place is not closing. It's not being abandoned and nothing like that. The Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, Inc., is determined to keep moving forward with strengthening this great and beautiful landmark.
Mr. Franzek, I think I have everything that I need. Is there anything else that you would like to add or something that I may have missed?
No, these are building. I think people in 100 years will thank all of those that worked to make this building great again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.